Sleeping. What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GottsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to start out with all the inclement weather in Asia, Japan, the Philippines. The inclement weather brought to you by the Department of Defense, Weather Warfare 2025, 2030. The empire who has perfected this type of technology, China does have it also, but empire, the United States of America, people are wondering why all of a sudden we have floods in Turkey, we've had floods in all these nations of the world. Well, the powers that be are trying to make it clear to the kings of the earth, to the presidents, prime ministers, that they have this type of technology and they will use it. And here a super typhoon hits the Philippines. I don't want to get into it. You can go to YouTube. You can read all about it. You can watch what's happening. Devastation. Japan has really been hit. Now Florida. Florida is under attack. And this is the technology that Christ said would happen at the end of the world. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, this technology would be used by the coming Antichrist. This is just part of the technology that will be used to destroy the nations that won't go along with Antichrist when he comes to power. You know, I decided to just present something to the audience. Jordan Maxwell, he was a lecturer, he was a speaker. He would be interviewed and he would be invited to speak and to be part of lectures and meet with very, very powerful people. People in finance, government officials. He was a brilliant man. But he would meet with all these with these people. And he said there was a common denominator, a thread, with oil company executives, government people in government, politicians. One of his YouTubes, he was talking about one thing that he couldn't get away from. They were all involved in secret societies. They were all involved in the occult. Eventually, the topic would end up, these people would begin talking about the occult. He said he couldn't get away from it. Didn't matter where he went, who he talked to. It was always the occult. Now, I have a direction I wanted to go. I lost my notes. Where did it go? It always happens. Never fails, seems like. You know, okay. In the Bible, there is, in the book of Revelation, there's talk about rulers, the rich man, the kings of the earth, and it always presents them in a certain way. Now, the kings of the earth, presently today, they are fully aware of what the Holy Bible says about the return of Christ. They also are aware of the prophecies in the Bible, in the book of Revelation especially. And they believe these prophecies. They believe that Jesus Christ is coming. They know He's coming. They won't tell you about it. You may not believe He's coming. You don't care whether or not He's coming, many. But they do. Because when He comes, it's going to cut and end all of their programs, their power. They're going to lose all their power, and they are going to be destroyed. I'm telling you what the kings of the earth and the rich men and the rulers of the world, what they know that you don't. So we'll be back in just a few minutes to talk about what they know that they don't want you to know, that they don't want you to understand. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, Bob Cambrin here with Waterworks. All water has impurities. Clean, healthy water without chemicals and other impurities is foundational for a healthy body. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today. Bob Cambrin, 303-888-8891. 303-888-8891.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Hey guys, it's Charlie Joe with Charlie Joe Chai. I went to India, I tasted real chai, I had to share the experience. Over 20 years ago, I was a barista and I went to work with an orphanage, and that's where I first tasted the epiphany of flavor. We are featured in all the Ziggy's coffee shops and we're also online, charliejoechai.com. The best part is, we're now helping that orphanage in India and rescuing kids from the horrors of human trafficking.
Order now using coupon code KHNC for a 10% discount.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down on call centers due to a 150% increase in complaints they had last year due to pitchmen like Joe Namath, Captain Kirk, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. These guys will not be your advocates if you change your plan with them. Please call me first, 970-515-6882. I do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, he was a bullet that found him.
So what do they know that you don't know? People don't believe, I would say that most people have never thought about what do the kings of the earth, the rulers of the world, the wealthy people of the world, what do they know, what do they fear that you don't know, you don't fear? They fear the return of Christ. You may not believe that, but they know the prophecies. The militaries of the world have studied the prophecies in the Bible. They want to know the outcome of the wars that are coming at the end of the world. Albert Pike, he studied the Bible. Napoleon studied the Bible. Xi Jinping studies the Bible. Vladimir Putin. Bill Clinton. These men, they don't like what's in the Bible. Now, remember at the time of Christ, King Herod? Herod knew the legends and the stories about Israel's coming Messiah. And when the kings of the east came and they told Herod that they came to find this child, Herod immediately, he knew that the stories. And he knew that this was a threat, that Christ was a threat to him, even though Christ was just a babe. What did he do? He told the Magi, he said, when you find him, let me know so I can come and worship him. Yeah, he wanted to worship him, all right. Well, the Magi, they were warned by an angel, and the Magi returned to their lands a different way. When they didn't come back and talk to Herod, Herod just had all the children from 2 years of age and under murdered, the males. Herod was afraid of Christ. All the nations presently, Charles of England, he knows the Bible. He knows, the Queen knew. They know the prophecies. And they're hoping that they can change prophecy, the prophecies, and stop the judgments of God, because if they can change one prophecy, then God is not 100% accurate, and he can be dethroned. So, then later, Christ, you know, he starts his ministry. Who is he a threat to then? The whole religious system in Israel. The Sanhedrin, the priests. It's the same here now at the end of the world. These governments, I'm telling you right now, especially these militaries, they're studying what the Holy Bible has to say. They're looking in the Holy Bible to see what does the Holy Bible say about Russia and the war in Ukraine. What does the Bible say about America? What America is all about. They're not, again, they're not going to admit to believing the prophecies in the Bible for our time. They're not going to admit to it. But they believe it. They believe what the Bible says, but they do not, they want to do everything possible to discredit the Holy Bible and the prophecies in the Bible. It's important because we're witnessing in the world the prophecies of the end of the world and what is written in the book of Revelation. We're watching it, we're watching it in real time. These weather warfare programs, this is going to be used. This is the technology that Christ said would happen, would there would be this technology at the end of the world. There are prophecies that talk about mankind would be in outer space. This did not occur until the last, in the 60s, maybe 60, 70 years ago. The Bible says men will be in outer space. They will have their nests. They call them nest. We call them space station. More now than ever before, the world is seeing, for the people of the world that have had access, that are literate and have been reading the Bible and are watching the news, there would be technology to control weather. There would be technology to cause fire to come down from heaven, laser. There would be technology to shoot down satellites in outer space so they come falling from their orbit to the earth like stars. Looks like shooting stars, looks like meteors coming into the atmosphere. This war in the heavens is going to take place. There's going to be a spiritual war, but there's also going to be a physical war with these satellites, thousands of them. Going to be a night show for sure. So the kings of the world, the rulers of the world, the wealthy men, the rich men of the world, they fear Christ's return. Why are they building underground facilities? Because the Bible says that in the time in which we live, men are going to build dens. They call them dens, like a coyote or a wolf. They dig into the ground and make a den so they can have their children, their pups. At the end of the world, mankind would have cities, full functioning cities underground, capable of air purification, water purification, you name it. And Christ said that he is going to, these people that are in their dens, those dens will become their coffin. They will beg, when Christ returns, they will beg the rocks above them to fall on them and hide them from an angry God, from an angry Savior, Prince, Lion. We are watching. And, you know, I speak to the Christian community quite often. 90%, 80% of the Christian community is not even aware of where we are in time. The world, Christ said that the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. And the children of the world, they know, they're watching, they don't know Christ, but they're reading the Revelation, the book of Revelation. Look at these directors in Hollywood, producers. How many movies do you see that have an aspect to Armageddon or prophecies in the Bible, the four horsemen? The children of the world are wiser than the children of light, and the people of God that are believers don't have a clue. And this is exactly another sign that Christ said would happen. His children would be apostate. We're witnessing things that are happening presently. Just the fact that there's weather warfare, just the fact that they're manipulating weather, that they can take a depression, turn it into a hurricane, and spin that hurricane just like you spin you turn a bicycle upside down, and you can spin that wheel. They can spin that moisture, that pattern, that wind pattern. They can spin it. It's always got to be spun one way in the northern hemisphere. Southern hemisphere is different. But it can be spun. It can be accelerated. It can be directed. This is in Revelation chapter 13. Just one reference to it. Revelation 13. There are verses in the scripture that talk about weather warfare being used as a weapon at the end of the world to fight battles. And Antichrist in Revelation 13. Revelation chapter 13, you read it over and over and over, and maybe God will begin to open your eyes and you will see that chapter is loaded with some of the most sophisticated technology ever in the history of mankind. The technology in Revelation 13 is unbelievable. Revelation chapter 17, talking about America, it talks about the most sophisticated economic ways to rule, to control the world economically than mankind has ever known. It talks about corporations and a nation, and the nation cannot exist, cannot be powerful without the corporations. And the woman in Revelation chapter 17, it is talking about a system of sacrifice. And in her was found the blood of prophets and apostles in Revelation 18, but also in Revelation 17. Going back to chapter 13 of Revelation, a system, a digital system, to control the Western world, mainly the Western world, digitally. And also a system of religion, an occult religion. And if you don't take the mark of the beast, three systems Antichrist will have: military, economic, and religious. And the nations, Prince Charles, the people in DARPA in this country, the intelligence agencies, the government, the Pentagon, definitely the Pentagon, they know the prophecies in the Bible, and they are trying to protect themselves from what is going to come. They want to build these big cities underground. Well, they have just dug these fantastic billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar grave sites underground. And the Bible says that in Revelation 17, or Revelation 11, we're going to talk about that in a second, because they won't allow people to be buried in the time of the tribulation. Those people will be buried underground. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez and President Cruz, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Tune in Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 a.m. for the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all summer long, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
Hi, this is Taylor Rhodes, Executive Director of Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, Colorado's only no-compromise gun rights lobby. You may have heard about our recent legal victory against the town of Superior and their oppressive gun laws, but this is only the first step. With active lawsuits against multiple anti-gun localities, Jared Polis, and the state of Colorado, we need your help now more than ever. To join the fight, please visit rmgo.org/1360. Every dollar counts and no donation is too small. That's rmgo.org/1360. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners, it's a right, not a privilege.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality. 970-825-9305.
And this country and the other nations of the world have truly become monsters. The America, this is very prophetic that they would sing this song back in the 60s. America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? You can answer that question. This nation has become a monster. We are not what we were as a nation. It's only going to get worse. Now, I was just saying that during the time of Antichrist, in the first last 3.5 years of his rule, he's going to martyr the Christians. He's going to behead them. He's going to use the Muslim community to do that. But those that kill these people of God are going to be killed in the same way that they kill these people of God. And their dead bodies are not going to be allowed to be buried. They're going to lie in the open for 3.5 years. Well, God is going to repay, because these people that are underground are going to never back come back and return to the surface of the earth. Their graves will be a mile deep, 3,000 feet deep. God will repay. God will not be mocked. He will not be mocked. And they know it. To have the revelation that these governments of the world, America, the American government, Bill and Hillary Clinton, they know Jesus Christ is coming back. Barack Obama, he knows it. The Bushes know it. George Jr., right now, people believed he was a Christian. Foolish Christians, foolish, foolish people don't know how to discern whether these people that present themselves as believers are believers. Joe Biden, a Catholic. No. Okay, now why is it that these people believe that Christ is returning? Why do these kings of the world, like Charles and Boris Johnson and Liz Truss and the up in Canada, Castro's son, how do these people know? Why do they believe that Christ is returning? Why do they believe that the wars that the Bible says are going to take place will take place? Why do they believe that? I'm going to tell you why. Because these people are all involved in the occult. They're involved in secret societies. They practice witchcraft, sorcery. They've all attempted to keep it secret. They've tried to, you know, they don't want to come out in the open yet. They're going to be forced to come out in the open. They're going to come out in the open. They will come out and they will admit that they serve Lucifer or Satan. They will admit it. The Bible says they will. And if they won't admit it openly by speaking it, it doesn't matter. They will speak it too. We will know who they are. We will know who they serve. We will know who they worship. But presently, to some degree, they're still trying to be a little discreet. But even their discreetness is kind of in your face. You know, you watch the Super Bowls every year here for the last 4 or 5 years. I don't watch the Super Bowl. I don't watch football. I don't have time for it. But you can see the handprints, the fingerprints of the occult. And you look for it. And it happens so quickly that you have to wait and take another week or two to digest it so you can see how much of the occult was presented to the world just in the Super Bowl. Then you have the Olympics, another on the world stage event. And it takes you a little longer. Well, it takes you still time to digest, to see, to understand what is being presented from that other kingdom down the rabbit hole. You have the Academy Awards. Who do they give the awards to? Good, faithful coven members, most likely, most generally. Most of them are involved in secret societies, in the entertainment, music. And another thing, too, that the Bible is very clear on in the book of Revelation, at the end of the world, in the time in which we live, in the last decade, there's going to be a great spiritual move of the kingdom of darkness upon the world. A great, great satanic spiritual move. It's in the Bible. It's in the book of Revelation. And this move is going to bring in its strength, its power, is going to be deception. Deception. Deception everywhere. and deceivers everywhere. Mainstream media is their tool. Christ said there are going to be false Christs. There are going to be false prophets. There's going, all of this is funneling to one point. Revelation 13. Everything that we're watching is funneling to a very, very evil point. Narrow point. The rise of Antichrist. This is what we're witnessing right now. This is what is happening in the world right now. And Antichrist, as an individual, he's going to come to power. But before he comes to power, there's going to be all of the Antichrist systems put in place. Do you think that the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, and these people that are involved with the World Economic Forum, do you think these people are part of a system to bring in and to give power to Antichrist? All of these Antichrist systems. And then with King Charles, you know, he becomes king. And now that he becomes king, the colonies are wanting to be free from the British. They want to be completely separate from King Charles. They don't want to be colonies of England any longer. I'm going to just read something here. This is out of viva.co.id. Some Commonwealth countries want to be separated from the UK. This is in the Bible too. What we're witnessing is so much prophecy taking place that I have everything here laid out before me and I can't get to it because this is more important. The British Commonwealth countries such as Jamaica, Belize, Antigua, Barbuda, Canada, Australia, New Zealand intend to leave the British Commonwealth. This is unheard of. The Five Eyes nation leaving the Queen Mother, leaving the mother, England, that's in the book of Jeremiah 51, a mother and a daughter, the mother being England and the daughter being America. And it says that the mother is going to be exposed and shamed internationally. One of the greatest shames to a powerful country is losing your power and losing your power and control over your territories or your there's another term, I'm trying to think of it, your Commonwealth countries. Well, they're planning on leaving. But now there are the PBS NewsHour. They come back and they say, well, you know, no. The observers that are watching this say that little progress will change in the British Commonwealth region. No, it's going to change. It's going to change. America has its colonies too. These colonies of Britain, they're going to leave. And America has its colonies. America's been trying to hide it by saying, well, we don't have colonies, we just have territories. No way. One of the colonies before it became a state was Hawaii. One of the colonies to this very day are basically the Philippines. There's Guam. There's the Midway Island. Well, these are territories of the United States of America. No, these are colonies of empire. These are colonies of this country. Singapore, Hong Kong was. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Are you prepared for a possible zombie apocalypse? If not, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the red Patriot Supply button and stock up now on high-quality storable food and emergency preparedness kits. With a global food shortage at our doorstep, make sure you can feed your family in any situation. So get prepared with My Patriot Supply by going to 1360KHNC.com and click on the link to Patriot Supply and stock up now.
Had great influence over the Philippines at one time because it was kind of a center of our drug trade. But you also have, a colony of Guam, American Samoa, the Northern Mariana Islands, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Empire. Now I have to go back to where I left off here. The people that rule the world, the wealthy people of the world, the kings of the world, prime ministers and presidents, generally, for the most part, if they don't go along with the occult agenda, they are removed. They die. They get the flu. Vladimir Putin, is he involved in the occult? No, I don't think he is. I think that God preserved him from that world. Is he 100% righteous? No, I can't say that. But do I think he's a believer? I do. I do believe Donald Trump is a true believer. And Donald Trump is in the Bible, and he has fulfilled what he is supposed to do in his time in politics. Is going to... and shortly. But with this coming Antichrist system, before it comes into place, there must be Antichrist system. There must be an Antichrist system or systems. A financial system, a military system, and a religious system. And with the Muslim people, they're going to be very shocked when they are going to be forced to worship Barack Obama. That's who I think is coming to power again. And the Muslim people, they're not to worship a man, but they're going to be forced to worship Antichrist. And there's going to be war at Armageddon, and the Islamic world is going to go to war with Antichrist, with China. China will be there. America and the Western nations will be there. And the reason I tell you this is because the militaries, this country, the Pentagon, they're fully aware of it. They know where we're headed as a nation. They know it. And Christ said that he's going to force them there. He's going to send out the spirits, demons, to blind their eyes, to blind their minds, so that they will send their armies to Armageddon. Armageddon is like a big wine press. And these soldiers that worship Antichrist and the the kings and the armies of the world are going to go there, and they're going to be in the vat. And it says that their blood will run, you know, 5 foot deep, roughly. Now, these people know that Christ is coming. They are fully aware that they cannot keep him from coming. They don't want him to come. And many Christians will say that, well, we want the Lord to return. Well, not really. Not really. I know Christians that say they want the Lord to return, but they really don't. They're going to be, the whole world, it's in the near future, is going to beg that Christ will come and judge the wicked. They will beg. They will ask. Even in the grave, it says that they have awareness of the great evil, and they beseech God to come and avenge their death, to avenge them for all the evil that was done to them. Even in the grave, they're going to cry out. There are verses that talk about that. And in Revelation chapter 6, I think it is. But there is so much evil in the world today. You cannot any longer, people cannot dismiss the fact that there is this great evil, and this great evil is all directed from the occult, and we can look and see the secret societies that are responsible for all the evil that's taking place in the world. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Man, pass the bottle over and take a couple of hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it.
Hi, this is Jason with the Patriot Trading Group. I want to talk to you for a moment about investment. Savings is great, and everyone who listens to KHNC knows who to call. But I want to talk to you about Joey Jaquint. Give him a call at 602-909-9048. Why call Joey? Because there are ways to grow your money by investing with Joey Jaquint and Northwestern Mutual. Gold is safe, but with risk comes reward. And Joey can put your money into high-risk or low-risk products to grow your money with investing. Joey can also cover those just-in-case situations with very important life insurance policies, some of which can grow your money and be used in the future. Call Joey at 602-909-9048. Buy all the gold you can afford, but call Joey and learn how to protect and grow your money with some well-placed investments.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I know it's difficult to listen to a program talking about the occult. this is the world, this is the direction the world is going to go. We have gone that direction. To try to ignore it, to hide it, to poo-poo it, you cannot. Now, one of the greatest satanic occult religions ever in the history of the world, I think, is Nazism. It is a religion. It is a religion of straight out Satan worship. Now, this is out of an article, out of a news desk. You better be prepared here. In Ukraine, the Nazi soldiers in Ukraine, they are decapitating the Russian soldiers, and they're cooking and eating their heads. Do you think this is demonic? Do you think this is satanic? And the people of this country are supporting the Ukrainian soldiers when most of them are Nazis doing this kind of evil? This is just as evil and even more evil than what happened in Nazi Germany. This is one of the great satanic religions of the end of the world, Nazism. And it's happening. The Nazi religion never died. America helped keep the Nazi religion alive in Ukraine from 1947 to the very, very present. This country has been involved in keeping Nazism alive. Nazism in the United States of America, it exists in this country. It exists in the CIA. It exists in the intelligence agencies. It exists in the military. These people in the occult, they know there is, they know Christ is real. They know Christ is coming. They know he's coming to judge and punish. And there is a thought called universalism where you can do all the evil you want in the world, and eventually you're going to pay a price for for maybe 1,000 years or whatever, like penance, and you're going to have to suffer for a while, but eventually this merciful God, this Christ of God, is going to forgive these people and will eventually forgive all the demons and forgive all the principalities and powers and forgive Lucifer himself. Well, it's called universalism. It is a lie. And the German people and the Nazi people and the people of the world, regardless of being whatever race you are, that believe that, like in Hinduism, you're going to die and you're going to come back, you're going to reincarnate. No, you only reincarnate once. And that's to stand before the judgment seat of Christ as a Christian, or the judgment seat of God at the great white throne judgment seat in 1,000 years. You're only going to resurrect one time. And that's going to be raised either to be judged by Christ as a Christian, or you're going to be judged by God as a non-God-hating individual. But no, there is no truth to universalism. It is appointed for man to live once, then the judgment. Appointed for man to live one time, then judgment. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 Comfer Podcast.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-402. 2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play at Fun Word, the party you never had. At playatfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.